This is WSKG News. A major Republican priority to dismantle the state-run liquor system in Pennsylvania has been dealt a blow. Governor Tom Wolf vetoed a plan to open up the sale of wine and spirits to businesses that already sell beer. Mary Wilson has the story.
Wolf announced the veto in a written statement, reiterating his concerns about selling off a state asset before it has reached its full money-making potential. The bill, supported only by Republicans, would have gradually closed state wine and liquor stores and leased the rights to control product price and selection. House GOP spokesman Steve Miskin says the move would have raised millions of dollars for the state.
But unfortunately, this governor's drive to protect his special interests and to raise taxes, he's vetoing this. And that's a shame.
By special interests, Miskin means labor unions that supported Wolf during the election and have been vocal opponents to liquor privatization. Republicans say the state should not be in the business of selling alcohol, especially when it's standing in the way of customer convenience. You can't buy wine, liquor, and beer in one store. But Democrats, sympathetic to state store clerk unions, say new laws could make wine and liquor purchases more convenient without dismantling the state system. Mary Wilson in Harrisburg.